Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Montserrat, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the live event with Homex third quarter 2012 earnings results conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Following today's presentation, we will have a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during that time, simply press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. I would now like to pass this call over to our host, Ms. Vania Fueyo.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to the Homex third quarter 2012 earnings call. Before we start, I want to remind you that certain statements made during the course of this conference call about future events and financial results constitute forward-looking statements made pursuant to the safe harbor provisions of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties. Discussion of factors that may affect future results are contained in our filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. We undertake no obligation to correct or update any forward-looking statement provided as a result of new information, future events, or even changes in our expectations. On the call with me today are Gerardo de Nicolás, Chief Executive Officer, and Carlos Moctezuma, our Chief Financial Officer. I will now turn the call over to Gerardo, who will share some thoughts with you about Homex strategies and results for each of Homex divisions. Following Gerardo's discussion, Carlos will briefly carry you through our third quarter financial statement.
Thank you, Vania. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on today's call. As we are now in the final quarter of the year, during this call, I will concentrate my comments on our expectations for Q4 at each of our divisions, but at the same time, discussing the most relevant events in relation to our third quarter results. I will start with our Mexico division. During the third quarter, we continued to increase our participation in the vertical construction business model, which today already represents 50% of total homes under construction at Homex, in line with our target for the year, and up from 45% at the end of the second quarter of 2012. We do not foresee that this level will increase for the remainder of the year. This shift into vertical construction has and will continue to serve us well due to the Mexican government's increased focus on sustainable and better planned projects. On this subject, I would also like to mention that as a result of our comprehensive work to correctly rank our projects within CONAVI's sustainability score system, as of September 30th, 2012, all of our projects under construction were ranked S1 or S2. During the quarter, our Mexico division revenues were down by 3% year over year. More importantly, on a sequential basis, our revenues were up by 18% over Q2, reflecting an accelerated rhythm of tightening when compared with the first half of the year. And despite the fact that during the quarter, we continue to face delays in the allocation of resources from the subsidy program, delays that as of today still continue affecting our speed of collection and reinvestment rhythm for the construction of new homes. We expect subsidy allocation delays to be solved until November. We would like to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Victor Borras and his team work, as they have worked very hard to solve bottlenecks in the collection process, mainly related to the delays that existed in relation to the Saber para Decidir workshop and delays related to the home appraisal process. As well, we want to thank Mr. Manuel Perez Cárdenas from FOVISTE for the extraordinary raffle that will be done in October and November, as this raffle will provide more certainty to our 2013 operation. On the other hand, the quarterly improvement in the number of homes titled reflects that the delays that we faced during the first half of the year in regard to the Housing Registry System, RUV, and CONAVI's score system are, for the most part, behind us. As we have said during our last conference call, we have concentrated our efforts on finishing homes under construction, benefiting from the realized investments during the first 6 months of the year and subsequently accelerating our tiling process. As we have said before, despite the fact that this initiative had an initial negative impact in our financials, we are true believers that these changes were needed in order to achieve sustainable long-term growth in the industry. We want to be very clear that the lower results in terms of titled units during the 9 months of the year do not reflect the true dynamics of our business, as home demand continues to be strong, while at the same time we continue to see opportunities to gain market share in the market where we have a presence. A recurring concern that we have heard from the investment community is about government transition and the possible impact on the housing industry. Based on our initial meetings with the transition team, we at Homex are confident that the new administration will continue to be highly supportive of the industry. As well, it's an important reminder that this industry is distinguished by the fact that it is not dependent on government budgets. It is mostly self-financed by the employer's monthly contribution to Infonavit and Fovissste. And as Ariel Cano mentioned during his conference call last week, we expect that the subsidy program for the next year will be maintained at levels of 8 to 9 billion pesos, with a stronger support to vertical construction. Having said this, we are not concerned about government transition, and we do not expect important additional changes affecting our business. On the contrary, for 2013, we have a positive perspective, as programs that were launched this year will actually start to kick in smoothly during 2013, such as, number one, Infonavit, Programa de Entrega Anticipada de Vivienda, or the 70-70 program, which is operating as of October, and we are proud to share that today we are the leader at the national level for being the company that has used the most the program. Furthermore, we expect a greater impact in 2013. Number two, Crediferente program, to attend the non-affiliated segment, which during 2012 has had only limited participation in the number of formalized mortgages, with activity from this program in 2013. Infonavit second credit availability for those who have paid their first credit. This is a clear example of a program that when rules of operation are correctly established, we can easily take advantage of new programs. Today, we already have clients from this program, and we're certain that every quarter, this program will continue to grow for us. Four, stronger support from the subsidy program to vertical construction. As during the year, this year, as mentioned in Ariel Cano's conference call, only approximately 23% of the subsidies were allocated to vertical homes, when the initial commitment was to allocate 50% of the resources. For 2013, we expect that at least 70% of the subsidy program to be allocated for vertical homes. Moving to Brazil. Brazil continues to be an initiative with a long-term potential, and we remain positive based on the stated government support and demand trends, and also in relation to the recent changes that took place in the Minha Casa Minha Vida program. Here, price points on homes have increased, thus potentially increasing the profitability of projects in the affordable entry-level sector. Nonetheless, and due to the critical bottlenecks that we have faced in the titling process, our operations have continued to be affected, resulting in a decline in titled units year over year. At the same time, due to the slow collection process that we have faced, we have aligned our capital investment in the country to our collection rhythm, slowing the construction process, and therefore today we also have a lower level of homes to be titled in the following quarter. For the year, we were anticipating titling approximately 1,000 units, and based on our 9-month accumulated results and the pipeline of homes to be titled in the fourth quarter, we believe that we will fall short of this target, possibly titling during the year around 400 units, equivalent to approximately 200 million pesos from a previous estimate of approximately 600 million pesos. During the rest of the year and for 2013, we will continue following a conservative strategy in Brazil as we continue to learn and adapt our operations to market dynamics in the country. But I would like to remind you again that we are committed to our investment in the Brazilian housing market over the long term, and if that the administrative challenges of the system will eventually be resolved. At our infrastructure division, this is an area of performance and opportunity for HOMEX that we are more pleased to talk about. First, we have continued to advance on the construction of two prisons for the government, which as of today are at 72% of completion. We are pleased with our progress on this project, and we are on track to deliver these two facilities by year end. The work that we build we will be realized during the last quarter of the year mainly involves logistics for HOMEX, as the technology, equipment, and finishing suppliers will be completing the final work at the penitentiary. In this regard, it's important to mention that we are working with professional companies recognized internationally and defined by the federal government, as these companies are certified to execute projects related to homeland security. As expected, we will start the operation of the prison and receive initial payments from the federal government at the beginning of 2013. At the same time, during the quarter, we booked 278 million pesos of revenues from the execution of other construction projects with the Mexican government, reflecting that HOMEX is gaining a strong reputation as a construction company in addition to being a market leader as a housing developer. We are very happy with our progress in this division, and we do foresee that for the years to come, we will secure additional construction contracts. Now, I will turn the call to Carlos to discuss our third quarter of 2012 financial results.
Thank you, Gerardo, and thank you all for joining us this morning. To benefit those who have already read and analyzed our quarterly release published yesterday, and following your very welcome recommendations to improve our communications with you, I will only briefly discuss the main subjects around the quarterly results, therefore leaving more time for our Q&A session. In Mexico, during the third quarter of 2012, our title homes volume totaled 12,517 homes, a decrease of 3.8% compared to the third quarter of 2011. Mainly driven by a 9.3% decline in affordable entry-level collected units. Middle-income volume in the third quarter of 2012 increased 98.3% to 1,309 homes from 660 homes during the third quarter of 2011 as a result of a low base comparison due to an accounting adjustment in relation to our 2011 audited numbers. Revenues from Mexico represented 68.7% of total revenues during the third quarter of 2012, up from 60.8% of total revenues during the second quarter of 2012. In terms of profitability, in our Mexico division, we have continued to generate efficiencies at the construction and SG&A levels, evidenced by an implicit EBITDA margin of approximately 26.6% as of September 30, 2012, which you can calculate from the statement of changes that we provided for our free cash flow reconciliation. In Brazil, and not to repeat what Gerardo has already mentioned, our results continue to be down in relation to last year and our expectations for the full year 2012. Importantly, we have reduced our investments in the country, therefore improving our cash consumption and thus the negative free cash flow generated by this division. For the quarter, revenues from Brazil represented 0.3% of total revenues. On an accumulated basis, as of September 30, 2012, revenues from the construction of our federal penitentiary projects were 6 billion pesos. Revenues from the construction of the penitentiaries were equivalent to 27.3% of total revenues for the quarter. Here, I would like to note that our EBITDA margin continues to be lower than our projected margin for these projects, whereas of September 30, 2012, we had a margin of approximately 19.3%. Our margin is expected to improve incrementally as the final works that Gerardo mentioned are completing during the last quarter of the year. Overall, for the third quarter of 2012, revenues increased 31.4% to 7.5 billion pesos from the 5.7 billion in the same period of 2011. During the third quarter of 2012, we increased our EBITDA by 34.4% to 1.7 billion pesos from 1.3 billion reported in the same period of 2011. As a percentage of sales, EBITDA during the third quarter of 2012 improved 53 basis points to 23.5%, compared to the 23% in the same period of last year. Net comprehensive financing cost, which excludes capitalized interest recognized in our cost of goods sold pursuant to Bulletin IS-23, was 243 million pesos compared to 706 million during the third quarter of 2011. The lower cost of financing during the third quarter of 12 reflects the recognition of a lower foreign exchange loss during the recent quarter compared to the third quarter of 2011. Net comprehensive financing cost of the third quarter of 2012 includes the interest recognition from Homex's long-term non-recourse financing.